Andrea Doria Kale is a Democrat running for the 17th District Congressional seat. Nicholas Steinig interviewed her.
Today, I'm interviewing congressional candidate Andrea Doria Kale, who's running on a Democratic ticket against Republican incumbent Greg Stube for the 17th Congressional District. Greg Stube has raised over $1 million from political donations from special interests so far. You've raised a little over $20,000. Has the Democratic establishment been supporting you in this race?
No. In fact, they haven't supported many candidates. And as far as I know, they haven't supported any candidates in Florida. The elites, basically, that's what they are. They have this pretend blue shift Florida. Manny Diaz started way late, in my opinion. And no, haven't gotten any support from them. Not even after the storm, when I called all of the chair people of each county and Manny Diaz himself. Never heard back from them. And my home was destroyed. So no, no support, only grassroots support. That's it.
Do you feel your positions are different from the Democratic establishment or the Democratic elite?
No. It's based on I wasn't an insider. They didn't choose me. They didn't recruit me. And look what they did to Stephanie Murphy. They did recruit her the last term. And then when she didn't vote the way they liked, she's leaving the party. Okay. This is what they do.
One of your biggest policy stances is on healthcare. You believe that, quote, Congress needs to progressively move the ACA to a single payer system and in the interim have a government funded public option. Many Democrats have run on Medicare for All only to flip once they're in office. Are you committed to voting for Medicare for All, even if it's against the wishes of the Democratic establishment?
I don't go by what the Democratic establishment goes by, obviously. I go by what the voters want, okay? And most people support a single-payer system. We are the only country in the developed world that doesn't have a system like that. And Joe Biden did run on, he said he was going to expand the ACA to have a public option. I'm still waiting for the public option. Where is it? Why hasn't that happened yet? So it's a mystery to me.
You said of your opponent, Greg Stube, quote, they fund their campaign with dark money, side with Big Pharma and other special interest groups, the gun lobbyists and climate deniers. Democratic Party members also take large contributions from pharmaceutical companies, banking institutions, and military contractors. Should Democrats swear off these donations, and are there donations you refuse to accept?
I would never accept any dark money. And should they swear it off? No, they need to change the law. That's what they need to do, because they're not going to swear it off. They want to stay in power just as much. No matter what they say, they're lying to you. They want to stay in power just as much as the GOP wants to stay in power. And there are some dark money interests that compete with the GOP dark money interests in the Democratic Party.
Does that mean you would support outlawing super PACs, which is basically the vessel that allows unlimited campaign contributions?
Absolutely. I'm all for the Freedom to Vote Act and beyond. Getting rid of Citizens United, expanding the Supreme Court, whatever it takes.
One of the things you criticize Stube for is his recent vote against additional funding for U.S. weapons in Ukraine. The left once opposed war. The last proxy war with Russia, the Vietnam War, was widely protested by the left, despite it similarly being characterized as a fight for democracy. Once again, we find ourselves at the edge of nuclear war. Why should we continue the proxy war in Ukraine, and are you willing to stand up to the military-industrial complex?
I wouldn't call the war in Ukraine a proxy war. Okay, I wouldn't characterize it like that. It's not the same as Vietnam. It's very different, and they are actually fighting for our freedom. You know, Russia was afraid that they were going to get into NATO. We can't be isolationists. no, we shouldn't be involved in wars that really have little or nothing to do with us. This is one that this has everything to do with.
What are the three major points that differentiate you from Stubbe?
Gun control, his stance on abortion, the democracy, voting. Yeah, he's all for voter suppression, which he masks as voter security. And right. He thinks Trump won the election. So
are there any final things that you'd like to say for voters?
You should vote for me. You want to save our democracy, not let them chip away at it, because believe me, as soon as they take over, that's exactly what they're going to do.
This has been Nicholas Steinig reporting with WSLR.